This is a really, this article that I suggested that you look at, this World of Ends document that was written by Doc Searls and David Weinberger, What the Internet Is and How to Stop Mistaking It for Something Else. This is really good. I actually wish Congress would read this. It's not new. It's just like 2003 or something like that, I think. But it's extremely, it's got a whole bunch of very good points. And the one that I had highlighted here, which I just want you to observe, is the sort of three central facts about the Internet, which don't have anything to do with the technology of the Internet. Doesn't have anything to do with the, you know, whether it's wires or radio waves or, you know, how the bits are being, you know, is just following up on our responsive reading that we did last time of that RFC. Nobody owns it, everyone can use it, and anyone can improve it. Okay? So this is a network that was designed by people wearing sandals. This is the important, this whole thing was designed not by suits. It was designed by people wearing sandals. And the you know, some of the interesting, except now increasingly worrisome, things that have happened over the decades since the Internet started to become an invention of great commercial importance, which was never what its original purpose was, is that some of these principles, that there's no one in particular in control of it, although there are parties who own the particular wire that brings it into your house, but they don't own the Internet. It's universally accessible. You know, you just have to find some place to get yourself connected to it. There's no one to, you don't need a license in order to join the Internet. And this last one, which is really interesting, which is that any clown sitting around in college or even high school can do what, for example, the people who invented Napster did, were college students, and just come up with a new application for, in that case, sharing music files from laptop to laptop without any central control, without having to reinvent or change anything about the networking structure that they were doing it over, just utilizing the sort of openness of the facilities that were provided by those sandal-wearing guys who did the original Internet design.